At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Hey guys, it's John Rapp. It's Takeover Tuesday here on the Paddle and Fin podcast. Rusty Hook is here. Got a great show for you. So you know what? Let's kick it off.
You're watching the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. Welcome to the Rusty Hook Podcast, presented by Feel Free Kayaks. Paddle, pedal, or power, there's something for everyone. Z Pro Lithium, serious power for serious anglers. Dubro Fishing, American Marine Application Soft Plastics. Big Lake Bait Company, Texas's number one custom bait maker. Raw and unfiltered. Streaming on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Bringing you gear reviews and candid interviews from the industry's best. Angler profiles, tournament news, and legendary knowledge from kayak fishing's best. Grab that cold drink and get settled in. Now here's John Rapp, our host.
Hey, all right, welcome back, guys. It's Tuesday. It is March. Wow, can't believe it. You know, it's the luck of the Irish month. And I don't know if this gentleman that I'm getting ready to bring on is Irish or not, but he sure did rub that four-leaf clover here the past weekend and had some great success when he was down in Columbia, South Carolina area there at Lake Murray. But it's Tim Isaacs. And if you guys don't know who Tim is, ashamed of you, because he's been in the industry for years. He travels, and I think a lot of the old-timers know who he is. I know the West Virginia crowd is well familiar with Tim, because when they're looking at that Tourney X registration board and they see his name and a few other names, and they're thinking, well, I'm not going to place in the money unless I'm like 8th or 9th or 10th, because he's a regular in the money. But let's stop blowing smoke here, and let's bring on the fire. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you, John.
Hey, buddy. I'm tickled to death to have you back on the show. You've been on several times over the years, and we've talked about a lot of different things. You just live about 20 minutes down the road from me. It's a shame that we don't get out more often. But, I mean, really, the reality is the only time I could probably go eat lunch with you would be in the month of December or January, because – other than that, Tim, you're on the road. You're a road warrior.
Up until the end of January, anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Because I know you're getting ready to pack up after you just got home from South Carolina, and you're getting ready to go back to Alabama, aren't you?
Yes.
So, South Carolina, I mean, it was pretty nice to you. So, I mean,
it always has been, John. Murray's one of my favorite lakes in the country, without a doubt. I mean, I've done well there several times, but not as well as I did this weekend.
Well, obviously, I made the post that you know, I thought maybe you were one of the first or few that had done it, and I had a few messages like it had happened before, and I'm like, well, you know, it was just a good advertising point for me to get out there and say you were the first because it got people to look at it. But exactly. Hey, man, I mean, tell us about you. You can give us a shout out to your sponsors. Tell us about your where they can find you on your socials, and then we'll get into a little bit about what you did in South Carolina.
All right, Tim Isaacs, of course. I'm now kind of living right, you know, where I grew up, 20 minutes from New River, 20 minutes from Summersville. I don't have a lot of sponsors. As you know, we talked before, I build my own rods. So I don't have a rod sponsor. Yeah,
make your own baits.
North Fork.
I know you spent a lot of time with the boys down at Mudhole and American John Tackle.
Gray. Yeah, John Gray's down there at American Tackle. And of course, they've, you know, since been bought out. They're all one entity now.
Right.
Dakota Lithium, Craig Storms takes care of the kayak world as far as, you know, lithium batteries. The Dakota Lithiums are, you know, I love them. And then Elevation Sports takes care of me kayak wise. Fishing Online takes care of me. Other than that, you know, with baits and kayak accessories and stuff like that. But they're about it.
What about your socials? Where can people find you? I listed your Instagram and your Facebook on the.
That's basically all I have, John. It's okay. my Instagram and Facebook. That's basically it.
So, guys, you go hit that like and follow button on Tim's stuff. It's in the descriptions here. You can find his addresses there. So
I'm an old goat when it comes to the social media stuff. That's probably why I don't have any more sponsors than what I do have, is, you know, I'm not really into the social media aspect of it. I just like to fish. I mean, it's you know, like you and I talked one time. You asked me what motivates me to get up and go fish every morning. You know,
right? That was just a couple months back.
Those two trophies I'm holding are part of it. You know, I mean that's. I won another KBF at Laurel Creek in Kentucky last, I don't know if it was last year or year before last, but all this stuff runs together at my age, you know, but, I just like to fish. I've been fishing since I was old enough to hold a rod, you know, at Babcock State Park, right here, 2 miles from my house, and one of the premier trout fisheries in the state.
Cold water.
Couple old strip mine ponds up behind my grandmother's house. I used to sneak up there and fish, and Mom would raise all amounts of cane, afraid they'd fall in and drown. I just love fishing.
Well, hey, I mean, so I know we've talked about it. You've been involved in the West Virginia scene, I know, since, 2015?
16. I got into it. Matt Ball won the national championship in 2016 in March. Well, I got in a kayak in June.
Okay. Yeah, because it was August. It was when you had your mishap with your native back up on the river, wasn't it? We'll never forget that, because I was cruising by and you were.
That was kind of ugly.
But I always remember those things. I remember the first trip Matt Ball took down the New River. He flipped his kayak.
It's an easy place to flip a kayak. You know that. So.
Yes, sir.
But it teaches you. It teaches you to be a good kayaker.
Yeah, it does. The New River is definitely a great educating water. And the Greenbrier. We do have right here next to where we live, man. Elk River, Gauley River, the New and the Greenbrier. We've got some great waters within an hour of us. Hey, so Greg here's got a question for you. What changes happened between Bassmaster Tournament and KBF Tournament? So you touched on that just a little bit before we got started.
It was just I don't know where it was, luck. The Bassmaster, I broke three fish off on Saturday and two fish off on Sunday, and I had several fish just pull off. I was fishing basically the same structure. I was fishing boat docks. But Sunday, or this weekend, the Murray tournament with KBF, I kind of, after about the third fish on Saturday, I kind of figured out a really good pattern. All those boat docks down there have walkways out to a floating dock. Well, the very first set of posts off the bank on those walkways seemed like the fish were congregating there, or the very last set of posts on the dock before it actually went down to the ramp or down to the floating part of the dock.
Okay.
And I kind of, like I said, after about the third, fish, I figured out, you know, that's where they were at. So I mostly concentrated on that, on those sets of posts. Now, you know, I made casts in between also, and I caught a few fish that were smaller fish than the ones that I actually, you know, ended up keeping, you know.
Measured out?
Yeah, measured out my 10 fish. Most of those came off the end, those two ends. Anchored in out in deeper water.
Well, if you care to share with us, you know, you build your own rods. What rods did you have in your arsenal that seemed to be the ticket? What were you using to fill the bite?
I use a spinning rod, 7-foot spinning rod. It's a medium heavy with a fast tip. I use microwave guides on those rods.
Yeah,
I love those microwave guides. They cast like a dream. But most of the time I was just, you know, I was 20 feet from where I was catching the fish. I was just flipping.
Right.
And I was flipping a Texas rig, Fatty Z, 3-0, 2X light wire, Mustad wide grip hook, and a 3
Ned rig type, or what kind of weight was it? Ned rig, or was it just a
it's Texas rig?
Okay, 3/16 ounce
tungsten weight, and a 3-0 hook.
Okay.
Now, I did catch a couple fish Sunday later in the day on I went back to a set of docks that I started on. In the last two docks, I changed some stuff up. I'd go down one side of the dock with the Texas rig and go down to the other side of the dock, same dock, with a shaky head, with a bang stick, a June bug bang stick.
Bang. Okay, June bug. Okay.
Not with about an inch and a half cut off end of front end.
Dang. I mean, you know, I went down there for the Bassmaster event, and, you know, I've got the fish with Greg, and we fished muddy water the first 2 days. We went to one side where the creek was, and then the second day we went out with the creek into the main channels. he had that live scope. He was seeing fish. They just weren't biting. I only had two caught fish the first day in practice. I only had three hookups in 4 days. The third day of practice, we went to some clean water. I hooked into a really big fish on a dock post, but it wrapped around the dock post as I was trying to get to it and broke off. so that it was a good fish, but anyway, so I was throwing June bug, but I was throwing on a light Ned rig, you know, sort of like what we throw on down here in the rivers. Right. Custom made hooks that I had made from these guys in Virginia last year, Fuji Custom Tackle. They made a bunch for me last year. I took them to Lake Erie. But I've got some new stuff that Dane Provins up from Kayak Anglers PA has made for me, and Ken's Jigs from PA. I just got those. And I even got some stuff made from Joe down at Striker Jigs in North Carolina or Georgia, wherever he's moved. It's an online type stuff. But I've got a bunch of stuff in. I'm looking forward to throwing it. But I didn't have any luck using that stuff, but I didn't cut my June bugs down. I was throwing the big TRDs. Then I had the Z-Man. What are they? They're like it's like the Dubro hot stick, but it was the Z-Man version. It's like a bang, maybe the bang stick. Is that what they call it?
Bang stick, or the what is the smaller one? It's not called a bang stick. It's
Yeah, okay. I can't remember either. But so you were catching all of your fish off those two posts in those two locations, or did you find something out in open water on anything else?
Nope. They were relating to wood heavily, and I think wood warms up quicker than rock or steel or whatever, but they just seem to be on wood. Just some kind of wood, but I did catch one 18
Hulu stick. Is that it? Sierra is trying to help us. Okay. Yeah,
exactly. Yes. Thank you, Sierra.
Speaking of a hammer right there.
Yeah, no kidding. She did really well in the Bassmaster.
Proud that, of that, that power couple that she's a part of there from here in the middle of the country. So,
Saturday I caught an 18 3/4 off it's kind of like an old looked like a beaver hut. Of course I beaver huts and boat docks are magnets to me. I did catch that 18 off that beaver hut, but the rest of it come off all rest of my keepers ended up coming off of boat docks.
Hey, while I got you here, and I want to bring something up for the viewers to view and talk about, I know that you spent some time last year at this event, and I wanted to check and see if you plan on going this year. Guys, here you go. Check us out, and keep this in mind for April.
Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Hey guys, make sure you also, if you're interested in going to the Paddle and Fin 2-day open down at Delhalla, take a look at this number here and write it down or screenshot this and make a phone call and talk to Richard DeVry. Now, those are the houseboats right there that you'll be staying on if you make your call, and we'll get you signed up to stay right there. And then you're looking at the main marina right there. That's where we'll hold the event, and it's where you can eat your dinners and breakfast and such things. So, Tim, last year you came down there, didn't practice at all, or maybe came down a day before and then ended up on the podium with the fireworks, taking home a check, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Was you finish eighth place?
I think it was eighth.
You and Jeff were seventh and eighth or something like that.
Yeah, so. Something like it. Yeah, he was seventh and I was eighth or eighth and ninth.
I know you guys did well. Shoot.
I don't know whether I'll be able to make it this year or not because I've been invited to that USA qualifier. And I think it's going to be back on Murray April 26th. I think it's April 26th. I mean, if it's not, I'll be there. I'll be at that one for sure. But the USA qualifier will take a top six to the, I guess it's a national tournament or, but I don't want to.
Who puts that on?
It's an invitational type deal. And I really like to fish it because I've been invited to fish it. So.
Well, you should if you've been invited. And, you know, I'd rather you go down there anyway. It gives me a chance at paddle and fins tournament.
That's not nice, John.
Oh, heck. All right, man. Hey, let's run a commercial real quick. It takes about 20 seconds, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about, you know, what you were doing and how you were fishing at Lake Murray. So,
feel free kayaks, paddle, pedal, or power. Something for everyone. Dubro Fishing, marine products for fresh or saltwater adventures. Z Pro Lithium, serious power for serious anglers. Big Lake Bait Company, Texas's number one custom soft plastics.
All right, guys. Hey, we've been live, raw, and unfiltered for the last 20 minutes. We've got Tim Bob Isaacs here from Hilltop, Fayette County, West Virginia, out in the middle of God's country. And he's talking to us about his trip down to Lake Murray and how he was so successful and dragging not one, but two checks and a couple trophies home back here to West Virginia. It's a feat that not very few people have done over the last 10 years. Is to win back-to-back tournaments at a location. And we're really proud of Tim for what he did there. So let's bring Tim back on and let him talk a little bit more about his techniques that was successful. Welcome back, Tim.
It's Cliff Top, not Hilltop.
Oh, Cliff Top. Ooh, well, hey, I mean, it's just a ridge over. Come on.
Yeah.
I know. You boys over there from Fayette County, y'all, Back when you were all younger, that'd be like war going across from one ridge to another.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Us and the boys in Anstead, we didn't get along very well.
Well, what was the little school right there that they use now as the I know you went there. It's right there.
Nuttall.
It's just up from Midland Trail on the right.
Well, they consolidated it in Anstead and made Midland Trail.
Okay, that's right. That's a good little school. They had a lot of success this year in sports so far. I mean, I know a few of the coaches over it do really well. Speaking of coaching, won't you give us some tips on again your setups and how was the bite? Were they striking? Were they sucking? Were they swimming off with it, or how did you feel it?
All the above.
Okay.
Sometimes they would they'd hit it on the fall. They'd be on it as soon as I lifted it up. Sometimes I broke one off Sunday that was a giant. I mean, a giant. I'd have been close to 100 inches if I'd have got her in the boat. But I flipped it. What I would do, I would flip that thing in between, try to get it in between the posts.
Right.
And I flipped this one about 2 feet past the posts on the
back. So it fell on the back post. Okay.
When I come up on it, she already had it and was running for deep water as hard as she could run.
Oh.
And she got me around the post, and I'd been just holding pressure on them, and it happened to me 3 or 4 times, but they would swim out away from it. If you just held pressure on,
right?
Not with her. She was hell bent for going for deep water, and I held her for 3 seconds, and the line popped. And when the line popped, she jumped just to let me know how big she was trying to throw a hook. She was, you know, I caught a 22 3/4 in practice. And she was way bigger than her. Way
really?
Bigger. Oh, yeah.
Heavy girl, too?
Oh, yeah. They were all them fish were heavy for some reason. I mean, most of them Lake Murray fish they're skinny. They're for some reason, but all these seem to be, you know, heavier fish. The 22 3/4 weighed right at 6 pounds. So
that's not bad. That's average for about that length.
I think she weighed 6.04 or something like that. But then some of the fish would just run up and they just suck it in and just sit there. It wouldn't do nothing until you raise up on it and it'd feel spongy. And then
that was how my two felt at the dock and at dirty water. They just,
you know, all the water I was fishing was dirty too. And, you know,
okay.
Everybody kept, you know, hey, is your bike going to change or this or that? Or I didn't, you know, with all the rain we had on Friday, I didn't even fish Friday. I mean, it flat poured the rain down all day Friday. They got over 1 inch of rain, they said. So, everybody was, you know, worried about their fish and all that, but the water was muddy up there to begin with. I mean, it was pretty clean. I mean, I had maybe 12, 14 inches of visibility, but, you know, old Lake O'Brien has made me a better dirty water fisherman, let me tell you.
That's truth.
Fishing it is just, it's helped me immensely.
I really wished I was a little closer to that lake. It's 3 hours for me to get to it. So I can almost be at Lake Murray going to lake.
Exactly.
But same for you. Now that you're over here.
Yeah, I'm over here now. I mean, but when I was really fishing, you know, I lived in Williamstown and it only took me about an hour and 10 minutes to get down there from there. So
Steve was asking, were you finesse fishing or power fishing? So I think you hit that a little bit, but why don't you go ahead and refresh everybody?
I'd consider it finesse fishing. I mean, I was, like I said, I was throwing that Fatty Z, which is about 5-inch bait. I was using a tungsten, 3/16-ounce tungsten weight and a 3-aught hook. That's not really what I consider finesse, but it's kind of finessey. I pegged my sinker on both sides. I peg one on the knot side too. A lot of people don't, but I do too. Well, Jason taught me into doing it to protect that knot, to keep that sinker from banging that knot all the time. And then the upper peg, I like pegging it about maybe 3 inches above the sinker. That way, when the bait hits the bottom, that Z-Man stuff, you know, it floats like crazy. It's very buoyant. You can flip it out on the bank and watch one. It'll float up, you know, 4 or 5 inches off the bottom.
Right.
I think it lets the fish see it better.
Right.
I wouldn't really call it finessey, but some people maybe would. But I'm a, you know, I did I ever tell you I hate a spinnerbait?
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I was throwing them.
I mean, I hate power fishing. It drives me nuts. Power fishing. I mean, I've had my butt kicked so many times though by guys throwing spinnerbaits that I just
Edwards for one, right?
Exactly. Goodness. I mean, guys that throw them are good with them, and I just, if they're not hitting a finessey bait, I have trouble sometimes.
Well, speaking of finesse, Aaron Lee, how you doing, brother? Good to see you out again. I hope to see you on the water some this year. Is asking, what's your best advice for pre-spawn fishing?
Pre-spawn fishing.
It's basically what you were just doing, wasn't it?
Basically what I was doing, exactly. I think what those fish were doing is the main docks I fished were on a big flat. 100, 150 yards out from those docks, the water wasn't about 8 or 9 feet deep.
Right.
And it went up to you know, nothing. So I feel like those fish were, they were moving into those docks and kind of using those docks to get on into the bank, you know, where they can start building the nest, because that's, you know, the water is 54 degrees. And so I think they were looking, you know, for some place to spawn. And so that's basically what I was doing, is you just have to look for some kind of structure, you know, lay downs, you know, anything like that, rock piles or something that they can, it's just like using a road map. I mean, for the fish, they just get up on those rock piles and brush piles and
work their way
before they go up, in to right. start building nests.
And you could pretty much look for the little bucks first, right? I mean, they're going to move in to start running off the bait fish and the little pesky boogers so they can
my days, both Saturday and Sunday, both, when you start out catching a 19-inch fish on Saturday and a 20 1/4-inch fish on Sunday, your first fish, it just, you're overwhelmed with confidence after that, you know.
Right.
I mean, and fishing has got so much to do with confidence. I mean, if you got some kind of confidence, you're going to do well. And, you know, hitting those two fish right off a bat made a world of difference. You know, I caught a 16 and a 15 or something right after that. And after that 20 1/4. And I left that set of docks and went to another set of docks about a mile up the river. And because I checked it on my map on my Hummingbird lake maps, and the water at the docks was similar to the water at the docks I was fishing right there.
Right.
But the only difference is 20 feet from the end of those docks, that water dropped into 18, 20 feet deep.
Okay.
Where with the other docks, it went 150 yards out before it started dropping into the channel. But I went ahead and went up there thinking that, you know, maybe they would be there. But I fished 7 or 8 docks up there and never got a sniff. I mean, I never got any kind of bite at all.
So they were you just mentioned your electronics. So it's pretty much easy to say that you were not a Garmin Panoptix type guy, or you were using Hummingbird?
I've got a Hummingbird with MegaLive. But
360? Okay.
No, not the 360.
Just
MegaLive. It's same thing as LiveScope or Panoptix or whatever.
Yeah.
But I broke the mount.
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
To my the pole that I got my 360 or my MegaLive on, I broke it, so it wasn't really any good to me.
Oh man!
So I'm basically just fishing blind, other than when I would turn sideways and go down the dock. What I would do, I would go to my left into the dock against the bank, And then I just turn and start fishing my way back out. And then I go around the floating part of the dock and back down the other side. When I would do that, I would put my graph on side imaging.
Okay.
See, you know, if there was any brush piles or, you know, anything around the docks, but none of those docks there had brush piles on them, which really surprised me.
I found one, and that's the only one, and it had bait fish around it. Like, looked like maybe a week old or 2 week old spawn of some type of fish, maybe carp. I don't know, and they were bunched up, so something was pushing them up against into that brush. I'm really interested in the hummingbird. Before the tournament, I went down to Cabela's, had every intention to go down there and drop money on the hummingbird with I wanted the 360 because a good friend of ours, Buddy Vance, used it up at Lake Erie last year, and I just got to watch him use it, and he would show me things while we were fishing. I loved being able to see that thing go in circles and seeing beds pop up, and you could watch the bed and you could see the movement of the fish around the bed, and knew it was occupied.
You can put the mega live on what they call landscape and do just about basically the same thing, except, you know, you're seeing what's out in front of you. You're not really seeing 360, which could – the 360, I've never had any dealings with it. I never bought one. I went directly. The main reason I went with the hummingbird and the Mega Live is there's no black box.
Right.
All the rest of them are Ants and Garmin. You have to have that black box to hook everything into, which to me is cumbersome and gets in the way. And you got to have, you know,
extra battery.
Let's face it, we're in a kayak. We ain't got much room, you know?
Right, right.
So that's the main reason I went with it. But I'm pretty sure since then, Garmin's come out that you don't have to have a black box with either.
I'm definitely in the market. Nick, when you get back home, just shoot me a message. I'm going to drive over to the house. I want you to show me a little bit about that 360 and teach me a little bit about it, because I do want to do that. Before I go to Lake Erie, I've got the old Lowrance Touchscreen 7 from 2017. Right. Last software update was 2019 for that old model. So it's just a side scan, and it still does what I need for it to do. When I'm looking, cruising and watching the banks and around the docks. But after what I saw Buddy was using last year, I fell in love with that. So, I know you're getting ready to pack up. Well, wait, let's see what we got.
I'm packed up. All I got to do is hook a kayak up and throw some clothes in a bag, and I'm gone.
So, random question. Yeah, heck, knowing you, Tim Bob, you have a bags packed and ready to go every time you come in. But Jordan,
all I do is come in and throw my dirty clothes in the washing machine and wash them and
take them right back
in the bag and out the door I go.
Jordan, random question, but what month do you usually hit Lake Erie? Bubby, we're planning on going up the week before Memorial Weekend. So you'll see at least 6 to 8 kayaks up there from West Virginia heading up with the Buddy Vance crew. So there's been an average of 6 of us. I know Jonathan Cart and his girlfriend came up last year, and they fished too. So there was 6 to 8 of us up there. It's a great, great time. I highly recommend it.
When are y'all going exactly, John? 25th, weekend of the 20th, or week of the 20th, or the week of the 27th?
When is Memorial Day, Tim? Is it
I think Memorial Day is...
Is it the 27th?
It might be. Yeah, it's the 27th.
So I think we're going up the 20th through the 26th.
20th through the 26th?
Yeah. You should reach out. You should come up, buddy.
I got Santee Cooper. KBF's on Santee Cooper. It's weekend the 18th. And Bass is on Gunnersville. I'm going to have to flip a coin there. Just see which one of them I need points on. So,
well, I was going to say, with the KBF, you've already got a really good lead for points there. They only have three more tournaments for the year. And
yeah,
what do you keep? What do you keep, the top six events or?
No, your top four, I think, is what he's keeping this year.
Okay.
There's eight tournaments, and I think he's keeping the top four.
Well, you've got two number ones already.
Yeah, I got 1,200 points out of those two anyway. So.
That's going to be hard. You're going to be hard to beat.
Nah, somebody'll sneak in there.
Well, I got faith in you, brother.
So,
your fishing line, tell us a little bit about how you hook up your stuff. Do you run braid and then run a leader, and what type of lines do you use?
Yes, I use Jason, he gets on me all the time. I use a braid that's it's made overseas. It's like 20 some dollars for 1,000 yards of it. It's 15 pound test. It's 8 strand. I've never had any trouble whatsoever out of that line. And then I use a 12 pound. I used to use 10 pound all the time, and I used to break a lot of fish off. So I upped it to 12 pound, but I use Invis-X, Seaguar Invis-X.
Okay.
12 pound leader. I use a dreaded FG knot.
FG.
Attach the leader to the braid, but I've got to where I can tie it pretty quickly. So
how much on your leader do you give about 4 to 6 feet, or do you go a little bit bigger?
14 feet.
Oh, really? Okay.
I run the knot down to the spool, and then maybe two revolutions on the spool, and then I cut the leader at the reel.
Okay.
So, and I use a 7 foot rod, so it's roughly right around 14 foot.
That sounds about right. And, yeah.
And Kurt Smith asked me last night. I did a podcast with them. Why I did that? It was such a long leader. That way, I can break off 15 times during the day and retie and not have time with the leader on.
Makes sense. It does. It really does.
So that's basically the reason I do that. Unless I'm using, if I'm drop shotting, I'll probably put a 20 foot leader on if I'm drop shotting and in clear water. That way the fish doesn't see my braid. There's not as likely to see the braid as with a longer leader in clear water.
Do you feel like it still gives a little bit of stretch with that line, or is it pretty much a good hook set when you hit it with that braid?
Well, with braid and fluoro, it's not. I mean,
no give at all, huh?
It don't stretch.
Okay,
that's kind of maybe why I break so many fish off, but a lot of them, I think a few of them are turtles too, because, you know, when you get the line back, I mean, it's like somebody took a pair of scissors and cut it, you know,
Well, buddy, what are your expectations in Alabama when you get down there tomorrow and start pre-fishing?
I've fished Logan Martin before. I can't remember whether Bass was there or KBF, but we had a tournament there once before, and I caught fish on a Carolina rig. Well, I took a TRD and Carolina rigged it and caught fish.
It makes sense because you're using that Z-Man plastic to stand up, and you're getting it down there.
Yeah, it's floating, you know.
Uh-huh.
But, that's how I was catching them when I was down there last. I don't know where it was, like a creek channel or what it was. Right, I mean, it was right out from a dock or a boat ramp. I mean, it wasn't 300 yards from a boat ramp, right, and kind of right out in the middle of the cut coming out of that boat ramp. And Matt Ball and I both fished it, and we both caught fish there. But it seemed like when that bait come down to that channel and started dropping down that channel, just wanted to grab it and take off with it. So.
Well, I know you're going to a house. I know a couple of your housemates are some hammers as well. So I hope you smack them around a little bit and let them know that you're here to win. And but you tell Jody and Abby I said hi when you get there. Who else you're rooming up with?
That's it. Just us three.
Just the three of you?
Yeah. They only had three to begin with, and Joe called me. Was it this afternoon? No, it might have been yesterday. Anyway, he called me and said, you got a place to stay down there? I said, no, I was going to go. I was going to get with Casey Reed. He was going to get a motel. I was just going to split a motel with him.
Yeah. Him old and Josh Bowling. Old Josh Bowling set you up, man. So,
Jody said, you want to stay with us? He said, we had somebody drop out, but I don't know who he had. I don't know who the third one was. I didn't ask. I just told him,
it's good that we have friends from West Virginia that have houses in Alabama.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, that's Josh's house.
Yeah, Josh's house. Yeah. So, gladly. Yeah,
big shout out to him.
Yeah, we got him back in West Virginia. He's back in Morgantown, apparently.
Right.
He's only been gone about 3 years. He made a trip to South Carolina, down at Murray, lived down there for a little while, then went to Alabama. Now he's back, so we're glad to have Josh back in the fold. So,
yep.
Well, buddy, I know you got stuff to do, and I appreciate you coming on tonight. Guys and gals, make sure you go to check out Tim's Facebook page and his Instagram. Hit that like and follow button, and wish him well. So, I appreciate you, brother, and I'll let you jump off here. So, and I know we say this every time that you and I sit on this screen and we talk to each other. We only live 20 minutes from each other. We got to get together, have lunch. I'll drive down to Gene. We'll meet you. I'll meet you down to Fayette Square, and we'll go to eat some. What's that new little Chinese restaurant in there? Asian Fusion.
Asian Fusion.
We can hit it, or we can Gino's, or wherever you want to eat, buddy.
They got secret sandwich shops open again.
So. Yeah, they're open. Yeah, we can go over there and we can go hit the Ace Adventure Gear store and see what they got in the
pies and pints or something.
Yeah, man. Definitely, man. But safe trip. I hope you get you a few hours of sleep tonight before you get on the road for that 8-hour trip. But be blessed. And thank you again for coming on the Rusty Hook, man.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
God bless you.
Hi.
I will. She's up there fixing some late snacks, I believe. You know, she's got to have her snacks.
Can't say as a blamer there.
You be careful, brother.
All right.
Hey, so, you know, we just had the 2-time champ, Tim Isaacs, on. I just want to show you again what Tim was doing when he was down in South Carolina. He brought home a couple of trophies from the KBF event for the weekend down there and a couple checks. So, congratulations again, Tim, on a well-deserved back-to-back championship down there. Just extremely tickled that you were able to pull that off. So, hey, I want to talk about video before we kick off and let you guys go tonight. I finally got my new toy in. So, I've been streaming a lot with my Insta360 here the past...
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I don't know. Since last July when I got it, love this thing. The software is awesome. You can hook it up, just put it in one spot, and then, you know, after you catch your fish or you do what you're doing out there, you can edit it right on your phone. But I even ordered an extra battery because I'd like to – what I'll do is when I'm getting ready to make a cast back in there, I'll hit record on my phone, make that cast, reel it in, make that cast, reel it in, make another cast, and if I don't catch anything, I turn it off. Well, it would drain that battery pretty quick. I would probably get 25, 30 minutes. So what I did, I went online and, you know, and I bought a couple of these Teslin rechargey selfie sticks. So if you guys have any experience with these, I would love to hear from you and tell me what you think. I just got these today. I'm really excited to put them to work. Charging one up right now. But you can see how they're set up. The power button's right here on the back. You can see it there. And then it's got a LED indicator letting you know how long the charge is. Still oscillates a little bit there, so you can put it on your boat and get it up above you. I normally set it right in front of me, right about face high, about 3 feet away. So got some videos on my page if you want to look at it. But I'm interested in seeing what you guys can tell me about that if you have one, and how long it'll last. Based off what I was looking at here on their Facebook page, they're not really expensive at all. From Amazon, I got two of them for $59, and I got it highlighted right here. Supports 5.3K and 30 frames per second recording or shooting for 7 hours. I think this could be pretty awesome, especially when you know, when you're making that trip. I'm gonna take two with me out, so if I do burn one up, because what I do, I got a second iPhone 10 I keep on my boat as well, and I'll use it to save my recordings. That way I don't jam up my iPhone 14 too awfully bad. But take a look at that, guys. Let me know what you think. I'd love to hear from you on it. Anyway, going to let you guys go. Michael Ridner sends out an awesome job to Tim Bob. Yeah, I mean, we're very proud of what Tim did. So he represented well. So anyway, guys, gals, nothing but love for you. Wish you the best. I'm going to jump off here, and we will catch you again next Tuesday night. Always, you know, it's March. Things are starting to warm up outside temperature-wise, but remember that water is still cold. So make sure you dress appropriately when you're on the water, and always, always wear your PFT. Be blessed, be safe. John Rapp out.
You want to succeed, you want to fish, you want to be one of the greatest.
Tune in to West Marine's Life on the Water, presented by Costa Custom Boats, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Spend your Saturdays with Life on the Water. Join Captain Brandon Simmons for fishing, diving, travel, and so much more.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be one of the greatest.
Oh, look at that thing, dude. Wow. Oh. Let's see what kind of trouble we can get into today.
Don't miss Life on the Water every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment.